Well, and Ben, what's part two of the story?
Well, part two is, you know, Andy, you know, goes on a limb, takes out a personal line of credit, and convinces his wife somehow to allow him to do this. And in the process of, like, basically rescuing the floor, he sends out an email to some of his connections at the Milwaukee Bucks. And it was really interesting email because it had a whole lot of exclamation points in it. I remember I was looking at it last night and I was like, wow, he really put some exclamation in this thing.
Maybe not my best foot forward.
Yeah. But you could tell that there was this passion behind it, and there was this guy that was really, really passionate about it. And this email ended up being forwarded to Jim Paschke, who forwarded it to John Steinmiller, vice president of operations, who forwarded it to my father, Greg. And at the time, Greg had an athletic surfacing company, ProStar Incorporated, been in business for 35 years doing gym floors. And my dad, you know, built a company out of our basement in the inner city of Milwaukee and built it into a really, you know, well-known, nice-sized company that had over 25 employees and, you know, a couple million dollars a year in business. And so the Bucks were one of my dad's clients, and they said, hey, Greg, there's, you know, kind of just a small conflict of interest. We would prefer not to reach out directly. Can you check on this thing for us? And I think they sent that with having no idea that my dad would actually be remotely interested or even have the capability to purchase this floor. And I remember we were in a meeting with the Boys and Girls Club director, Sam Williams, who actually played on the Mecca floor. And my dad literally just stood up in the middle of a meeting, in the middle of a conversation, and said, guys, I have to leave because I have to go see about a floor. And it was like that, the basketball version of Goodwill Hunting. You know, it's like, all right, well, and then all of a sudden he comes back and he says, you know, I just bought the Mecca floor. And I was living in L.A. at the time, and I had no real idea of what the Mecca floor was or what it represented or the backstory of it. I was an avid Bucks fan growing up. My dad was in the gym floor business, so, you know, and the Bucks were one of his clients, and he was a season ticket holder for 25 years. So I spent a lot of time watching the Bucks, but my era was in the Bradley Center. And so I remember asking my dad, I said, well, what are you going to do with this thing? I mean, you buy this floor during one of the most turbulent times of your company's financial history. You almost give my mom a heart attack because she's trying to figure out, you know, we're a family-run business, so how are we going to make payroll? And my dad, he had that, like, that kid that just got the bike at Christmas smile, and he looks at me and he says, you know, I have no idea what I'm going to do with this floor, but I have a vision. And he said, I want to celebrate the history of Milwaukee's innovation and Milwaukee's risk-taking and Milwaukee's our spirit of, like, being different. And I didn't really understand that because I didn't know what the story was at the time. And he said, I also want to take that celebration of this history that we have and also use it to inspire future generations. And, you know, it was very altruistic at the time, and I was living in L.A., and I said, well, Dad, that sounds like a great vision. See you when I see you, because I'm getting on a plane tomorrow and I'm going to back to L.A., so good luck with that. Fast forward a year later, I'm back in town to help my dad's company that's still in dire straits, and, you know, it was a very, very difficult time. And my dad, we had a meeting with a local artist, Reginald Baylor, and some people from the community to talk about how we could display the Mecca floor as a work of art and as this beacon of light in our city. And at that meeting, my dad basically nominated me forcefully to lead this project. Well, 4 days later, my dad died of a massive heart attack, totally out of the blue, totally unexpectedly, and just basically threw my life in this tailspin of, like, trying to figure out what to do with this company. And one thing led to another, and I knew that he had this vision for the Mecca floor, and I decided to purchase it from his company before the, you know, the walls caved in.